Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord and we thank Him. Well, I would encourage you in this new year, you know, as yet another year is dawning on us and it's there with us. We are going to rejoice. The Bible says in Psalm 90:12, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I was reading a Swedish proverb. It says, I with thee would begin, O my Savior, so dear, on the way that I still must pursue. I with thee would begin every day, granted here, as my earnest resolve I renew to be and remain thine forever. You know, I was reading a beautiful story about this Lady Frances Havergal. In January 1874, the many friends of Frances Havergal received a New Year's greeting with a heading, A Happy New Year, ever such may it be. Following this greeting appeared her text, still considered to be one of the finest New Year's prayers of consecration ever written. And I'll read to you the text of it and I'll attach the link for you to hear as well, the song, the hymn. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be, in working or in waiting, another year with Thee, another year of leaning upon Thy loving breast, another year of trusting, of quiet, happy rest, another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace, another year of gladness and the shining of Thy face, another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving Thy presence all the days. Another year of service, of witness for Thy love. Another year of training for holier work above. Another year of dawning. Dear Father, let it be on earth or else in heaven. Another year for Thee. Isn't that amazing? One can very well imagine that those who received this greeting card from Miss Havergal that year read her words thoughtfully. They were written by one who had already become widely known throughout England as the consecration poet. It was said of her that she always lived her words before she wrote them. Her life was one of constant and complete commitment to God. Miss Havergal, an accomplished pianist and vocalist, proficient in seven languages, possessing a keen mind, having memorized Psalms, Isaiah, the Minor Prophets, and the entire New Testament, dedicated her talents to serving God and others during the new year. May that be our challenge for this new year as well. So my dear brothers and sisters, begin this new year with a fervent prayer, such as the one written by Frances Havergal, that God will give your life a renewed purpose and power as you earnestly seek to represent Him in a worthy manner. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you because you are a good God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. We thank you for adding yet another beautiful day and a year in our lives. Therefore, I pray, help us, O Lord God Almighty, to number our days, O Father God. That's what we pray, O Lord. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord God Almighty, I pray that wisdom is given only to the humble. And Father, we humble ourselves before you and ask that you'll bless us, Lord God Almighty, with your spirit of wisdom and understanding, knowledge, counsel, might, and the fear of God to be our portion this morning and throughout this year. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we'll be encouraged. I lift up your flock into your hands. I pray, Lord, as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses and running the daily chores for the day, I ask of your grace and your glory to abound upon them, preserve them, protect them. Lord God Almighty, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. Lord God Almighty, if anyone is sick in our midst, I release your healing, because I know that by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. And Lord, healing and wholeness is our birthright. We give you all the praise. We thank you for your healing virtue that flows into our bodies. And we give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.